We haven't decided on a plan of action yet. We must outline a strategy. But first, let me summarize what we've said so far. This is a critical situation. We know that JK Toys are playing to win. And we know that right now, they have the edge. So, let's look at the downside. What are their advantages? They have a larger market share. They have a cheaper product. They have an earlier launch date, and we think they have a larger advertising budget.
Their strategy is very clear. They want our share of the market, both the European market and the export market.
We cannot let them succeed. We have to consider which of these factors we can influence. Kate, any ideas?
There are two immediate things we can do. We can increase our advertising budget and bring forward the launch date.
Derek, is that feasible?
I don't think so.
I've got some news for you all.
Okay, just a second. I'll switch on the speaker. Okay, Clive, go ahead.
I've got some useful information from Peter Day. First of all, I think they're moving too fast. They haven't done their sums.
Clive, this is Derek. Do you know how large their production run's going to be?
It's going to be around 300,000 units.
That's about what we hoped. More than 450,000, and we've got problems.
This is Kate. I've got a question.
Go ahead, Kate.
Were you able to find out anything about their overseas marketing strategy?
Well, I'll tell you this, Kate. They won't crack the American market. We're a few steps ahead of them there. And I want you to exploit that advantage. You need to get out there fast. Look, I'll ring off now. I'll get back to the office as soon as I can.
The most important thing now is to let all of the sales force know about this change in our game plan. Jenny, we need to write to them at once. We need to give them some of the background to this, about what JK Toys are planning. And about our new marketing strategy. That's one, the launch date. Two, the price cut. And three, the increased advertising budget.
We need to make it clear that Big Boss is an absolute priority.
Jenny, could you make a draft of that and we'll get it out as soon as possible? Edward, you've been very quiet. What else can we do in marketing?
We must get into Smith's catalog. He's chosen dealer Dan and he's decided not to include Big Boss.
I don't think he'll change his mind now.
I'll deal with Mr. Smith. I'll write to him straight after the meeting. And let you have a copy.
Jenny, I'd like to dictate a letter which needs to be faxed as soon as possible to Mr. Smith.
Right. I'm ready.
Dear Mr. Smith, I have learned that you have decided to select Dealer Dan for your catalogue instead of Big Boss. I understand that your reasons for rejecting Big Boss are as follows. One, that the unit cost will be 30% higher than the rival product. Two, that the launch date of Big Boss will be 3 weeks later. Three, that JK Toys, the manufacturer, will mount an extensive advertising campaign to coincide with the launch date of the product and the mailing date of your catalogue. I would like you to reconsider your decision in the light of the following. One, Byberry Systems have rescheduled the launch date of Big Boss to January the 15th, 1 week before the planned launch of Dealer Dan. Two, because of the market profile of your catalogue, we have decided to offer you an extra 2.5% commission on sales through the catalogue in exchange for exclusivity. Three, in addition, Byberry Systems are prepared to offer your customers a discount of 15% on the recommended retail price. I am sure that this new information will encourage you to reconsider your decision and include Big Boss in your spring edition.
I look forward to receiving your thoughts on this matter. Yours sincerely, Clive Harris, M.D., Byberry Systems.